That's right. Hey, we are right here. Yes, I let the music play out, and we were having a little conversation here with the one and only Shrimp City Slim, a.k.a. Gary Irwin. How you doing today, Gary?
Oh, and I'm in Greenwood, so I'm feeling good.
Feeling good in the neighborhood.
Yes, it's a beautiful day, and it's nice and warm. You know, we got up this morning in Greenville. We played last night in Greenville, and it was a little cool this morning.
Yeah.
And the conversation amongst the band members, like, was... will it warm up? And indeed, I think we're topping out about 81 today in the G-Wood, and it feels really good.
It does feel good. It's nice. We haven't had much very nice weather, and to string together 2 or 3 days is kind of awesome.
It really is, and I'll tell you what, it makes for a beautiful evening to have some live blues in town, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, let's see, where are you going to be playing tonight?
Well, we've got two things happening. It's a Shrimp City Slim doubleheader. I'm going to be doing a little solo piano soiree over at Flynn's on Maxwell. That's that wonderful wine and beer store that's located right off of Main Street in Uptown Greenwood. That's 5:30 to 7:30, and then at 8:30, the band is going to be over at Howard's on Main. And now, Howard's, if you haven't been there, everybody, it's newly renovated. It's a beautiful-looking pub. He's opened it way up. I mean, it's a great place. The kitchen will be open till 10, delicious food, and of course ice-cold adult beverages flowing all night with some hot blues from Chuck the Cat Morris on harmonica, John Clamchop Etheridge on the drums, and yours truly, SCS, my friends just call me Shrimp, behind the keyboard.
That's right. So it's going to be a great evening, and here it is, Good Friday, no less.
That's right, and it's going to be extra good tonight.
Extra good tonight. Well, tell us a little bit about Chuck the Cat here.
Well, you'll have a chance to talk to him. He's we've known each other, I guess, going on 20 years now.
That's right,
sure. Chuck moved back to South Carolina, and an accomplished blues man with a lot of credentials and a lot of work in Atlanta and Boston, both good markets for the blues, by the way. And we met musicians jammed together. Chuck recorded on our 1998 CD called I Work Nights. And that began a long affiliation of not only touring, but recording together.
Wow. So, Chuck, how are you doing this afternoon?
Doing fine, thank you.
It's good to have you here.
Nice to be out.
Nice to be out, getting out of the house. Okay. That sounds good. So, how you live in Charleston then?
I do.
Yeah? Okay. And I understand you were actually born, though, in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
I was.
And you came back to South Carolina.
That's right.
Yeah. So how do you find, do you go out to the West Coast anymore, or do you stay mainly on the East Coast now?
No, I've lived in Atlanta, mm-hmm. you know, in my 20s and in my 30s, moved up to Boston and worked pretty much the East Coast.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
Not
too much on the outside. Did you go to Boston anytime during this winter?
I have not been there, but I've seen some big storms, and pretty similar to what they've had lately.
Yeah, but I think the thing is, it just kept piling on.
It keeps
on.
Coming, yeah. You never know, and I've seen leaves on the trees and then a snowstorm, so it's not over yet. Yeah. They might have another month.
I'm from Maine originally, Chuck, and that's not a good thing to say, because it definitely
Sorry, friends
happen.
Up there.
Yeah. But how did you get interested in learning to play the harmonica?
I heard it in a bathroom, and
you heard it in
the
bathroom.
Sound intrigued me enough to see who was playing when they
came
exited.
Out of the bathroom.
And
this could be an excellent story, folks. Just hold on.
And a guy I knew in high school, but I never knew he played the harmonica, and he kind of introduced me to the blues and the harmonica, and we hung out, you know, for. After that, that was a summer from graduating from high school.
From high school, yeah. Wow. Because I'm
77,
always...
77, way back when.
77. Well, you know, I just am always curious how people get started in different things. Did you think that you would end up having a career in the blues, or did you are playing the harmonica, or did you have other plans at that time?
Yeah, not at all. It was, but it hit me like a ton of bricks, and, you know, I just was obsessed with it, so...
Well,
it's kind of stayed with me.
Right. Wow. Well, that's pretty cool. Now, Shrimp, you last night were in Greenville. I guess you were up at Mac Arnold's place.
Oh, yes. We played at Mac Arnold's Blues Restaurant on West Pendleton Street in zip code 29611. That's West Greenville.
Right.
And we had a blast. It was so great to hang in with Mac Arnold. You know, he's a legend. And to be in his company and be in his house is really a joy for us. We really love it there.
Sure. And, of course, he's got that restaurant. I think it's been there a little over a year now.
I think they celebrated their anniversary, about a month ago or so.
Yeah.
And they offer live music a few nights a week. The kitchen is serving southern food, soul food type stuff, greens and pulled pork and that sort of thing. And, of course, again, the delicious libations and the music at a reasonable hour. Last night, our hours were 7 to 10.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
so,
an early night for you.
Yeah, well, no anymore, Ann. You know, I'll tell you what, back in the day, we used to go till 2 or later, you know. Mm-hmm. But I guess we've gotten older and more selective. And then also our demographic prefers the earlier hours. And we like that, too.
Yeah.
So tonight's going to be an exception. We go till about midnight over at Howard's, but still, it's Friday night, the beginning of Easter weekend, so I expect people will be in a rather jubilant mood.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you have you always have a lot of good stuff going on and coming up, of course, is the Blues Cruise. So that'll be coming up in July, and you are the music maestro extraordinaire for putting together great shows. What you got on tap for this year?
Well, I've got a lot of new faces, and... Okay. Not necessarily by design, but almost by happenstance, a lot of women artists, which should be really interesting this year.
Okay.
We've got, let me just run down some of the ones that are confirmed. Veteran roots rocker Randall Bramlett from Atlanta, who used to be with Sea Level, who's played with Traffic and Steve Winwood, who's played with Widespread Panic, a number of other major bands. He's going to be playing. We've got, coming from Detroit, her first appearance here, Laura Rain and the Caesars. And the way she was described by one critic was Amy Winehouse without the baggage.
Wow, okay. That should be interesting.
So blue-eyed soul and funk, really sultry, really rockin', really deep dish type of stuff, excellent stuff. Annie Piper from Australia. She's a singing bass player with her band. She's really good. And again, working on the sultry side of things, which, you know, we don't mind in July.
Right.
A little sultry goes a long way. Coming down from Chicago, a blues artist used to be known as Roy Hightower. Now his new legal and Africanized name is Dr. Root Music, and he's not only a fine Chicago blues man, but a bit actor. He's been in Hollywood movies with Tommy Lee Jones and others,
mm-hmm.
and he's also a competitive bowler who tours and plays and bowls for some of his living.
Well, you know, that'll make for an interesting interview right here on Meet Me at the Diner when we start interviewing all these artists.
He's going to be really cool. We have the return of Charlie Sayles and Tony Fazio from Washington, D.C., back by popular demand. Robert Lighthouse will be back again. And a host of others from New Orleans, the Brent Johnson Band. Brent Johnson is a fine guitarist who actually appeared here before with Braille Blues Daddy, Brian Lee. Brent Johnson has his own guitar style, a really unique young artist who's going to tear it up.
Wow. So, and I guess you have more that you're working on. You don't have it all scheduled, do you?
No, we're about two-thirds of the way there. And we're going to have the lineup finished this week, and the Greenwood Index Journal is going to get their hands on it, and they're going to do a special supplement to the paper, probably Sunday, April 19th is what we're looking at.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's good, because it takes a lot to put on a big, big event like this.
It does.
Yes. And
and this is our 15th annual, so it has to be special, you know?
It has to be. Yeah. It's going to be great. Well, you know, and since they started closing off Uptown Greenwood, the streets of Uptown Greenwood there really made a difference in how things came together, didn't it?
It really has. And I mean, it's just like it's much more cohesive, you know, being able to go back and forth across the street, having the barbecue teams in a central location. And then we have the nice big CenturyLink stage, which is well placed over near the fountain, you know, on the, I forget if that's the, what would that be, the south side of the street?
Right.
And so there's a nice flow, a nice circulation. folks can bring their families, everybody, you know, bring everybody out, the neighbors, and you can just mill around as a group and you say, well, we want to go get some more barbecue. I want to go to the stage. Okay, let's meet back at the fountain, or let's meet in front of Howard's at 8 o'clock or something like that. There's a great flow of traffic and really fun for everyone.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you have been recalcitrant in taking care of friends that you should be inviting over to your place for a weekend or something, what a great weekend to pick out.
It's
have them come to town.
We can really show off Greenwood, you know. I mean, I was telling, who was I speaking to earlier? We were talking about staying over in Greenwood and, like, with the festivals and whatnot. This is a cool destination if you are an inquisitive tourist. Okay, everybody goes to Myrtle Beach. Everybody goes to Charleston, right? People do business in Greenville. They do business in Columbia. Let's explore the other parts of the state. And I think Greenwood has so much to offer. And the Festival of Discovery is like a magnifying glass to that.
Absolutely. You are so right. Hey, I am here with the one and only Shrimp City Slim right here sitting at my table with Chuck the Cat. He's a harmonica player, and he's going to be tearing it up tonight, I understand. So you stay right with us. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. I'm Ann Eller right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. I tell you what, we're having a good time talking to Shrimp City Slim and Chuck the Cat. They are going to be playing tonight at Flynn's. Now, what time will you be at Flynn's?
Flynn's 5:30 to 7:30 solo, and then the band 8:30 to midnight at Howard's.
At Howard's. And, of course, Howard's has redone and opened it up a lot. It used to be pretty crowded there in that back room when you guys or any group would be playing.
Right. Now, Ann, it's more of a streamlined situation. It's like a straight shot from the front door to the back. So if you walk in the front door, you can actually see the back where the band is. And the flow, again, not to keep using the word flow, but it's great. It's a great place to go. Intimate, but yet spacious. And we're going to have fun.
Sure. So come on out tonight and have a good time with Shrimp City Slim. Now, have you done any traveling lately? Other than South Carolina, or you've been?
No touring this year. No.
Yeah, staying close to home.
Yeah, more or less. You know, in Charleston, we get really busy starting in April, so it's good to stay close to home and work that pretty much through the fall. And that's about the sum and substance of it. I got a little overseas thing I'm going to be doing in September.
September.
Yeah.
Yeah, going over to Poland.
Poland and Germany.
Yeah. Listen, I read this article about some guys that put together a CD based on your music when you were over there touring.
Well, yes, I play with this band over there called Green Grass. They're out of Bydgoszcz, Poland, which is western central Poland. And unbeknownst to me, someone recorded the last concert of the last tour in October 2012, and lo and behold, a live CD came out. Which doesn't bother me at all. I mean, it's fine. It's 12 tunes, 6 are covers, and 6 are mine. But I told Jacek Herzberg, who's the leader of the band, I said, man, we need a tour on this thing to promote it. So he's putting together a really nice tour. And so far we've got over a dozen dates. We're going to be from Warsaw and Katowice in the south all the way up to Gdańsk in the on Baltic Sea. So it's going to be a pretty much a nationwide tour.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But now I understand you're Polish.
Yes, and both of my grandfathers, my mom's father emigrated from Italy in 1911, and my father's father emigrated from Poland in 1911. So it's a long story. I'll try to make real short. In the 80s, my uncle's wife, she's deceased now, as is he, but she had taken it upon herself to kind of make contact with some of the remaining family members over in Poland. And in the mid-1980s, I started a correspondence, and I developed this whole relationship through the mail with our family over there, quite removed, but still blood family. And it took me a while to put together the necessary contacts over there to do some work, but I finally did. And it just, my father's father was from Bydgoszcz, where Green Grass is based. Mm-hmm. So
that's the band.
The band that I play with. So so we were based out of Bydgoszcz, which is where my cousins are. So I go see them and eat and drink with them. And it's really amazing. So we've managed to bridge the two, you know, bridge the Atlantic with the family and the music.
That's pretty cool.
It's really pretty awesome. I record and I document a lot of this, but I'm sort of the self proclaimed family historian for my family, and I need to really put this all down in some kind of narrative so that the nieces and nephews and the grandkids and all that will have something to hang on to, because it's quite an interesting little episode.
Sure. And when your granddad came here, they changed their name.
Right. The family name is Chervinsky.
Okay. Oh, a nice, easy name, Chervinsky.
And which is Chervinsky in Poland is a fairly common name. Maybe not as common as say Smith or Jones here, you know. But it's like you'll run into Chervinskys and Chervinskas over there. There's plenty of them. But it wasn't so much the Ellis Island treatment where the immigration officer couldn't understand what the name was, but it was that my dad actually legally shortened the name to Irwin, E-R-W-I-N.
Wait a minute. Legally shortened?
Yeah.
Chervinsky, Irwin?
Chervinsky to Irwin, yeah.
Shortening of the name.
Well, no, it's C-Z-E-R-W-I-N-S-K-I.
Right. Okay.
So he took off the CZ and the ski at the end.
Oh, okay.
So it's the middle part is the name.
Oh, okay.
And then when I moved down south, you know, there's a lot of Irwins, E-R-W-I-N's, down here from East Tennessee and North Carolina. But that's like a German name. This is a Polish name.
Wow.
So.
It is amazing the connections you can make, isn't it?
Well, you know, when a lot of people come to America, and we need to remember this, because immigration will always be part of our, you know, national fabric. People come here and they kind of leave their country behind, but they don't leave their roots behind.
Sure.
But they want to be American. So like when my grandparents all came over, they ceased to be Italians and Polish. They wanted to be Americans. So they melted into the whole fabric of American society. So it's unusual to be able to trace it back. You know, Chuck's got a different story because your people came from Britain, right? And you can trace it away, but you can trace it back, right?
Not completely. I haven't tried to, you know, go back.
But you've gone. Far. But you know, your family is originally from Scotland.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. But it is just cool when you're able to do that and trace back. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Shrimp City Slim. I don't know what we're going to talk about. We like to get into a lot of trouble here. So you stay tuned right here on WCRS. We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help. From McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. Heavy conversation.
Heavy.
That's right. We're talking about languages and all this kind of stuff going on right here. But to be able to trace your roots back and find that after all this time, that's pretty awesome.
Yes, it's really special, and I don't take it for granted for a minute.
Yeah. So what have you been working on here lately, Gary? Any new music or any good stuff?
Well, working on some tunes, but don't really have any intention of doing any new recording at the moment. Just, you know, booking, keeping the band and keeping myself booked and managing these events. 15th annual Greenwood Blues Cruise, part of the Festival of Discovery, coming up July 9th through the 11th. So I've been working on that lineup, and I'm very excited about that.
And what about Camden?
Camden, the 19th annual, will be October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
So that'll come up afterwards.
Right. So it's sequential, you know, everything, one thing after another. And Main thing is to keep the blues alive, keep the events happening, and keep the audiences engaged. And, you know, as far as the Greenwood event, our attendance keeps getting bigger and bigger all the time. People are just crazy about it.
And people coming from further and further away.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're learning that it's a fun place to come for the weekend. Between the 80-plus barbecue teams we have from all over the country, the 20-plus national blues artists we have from every corner of the U.S., and including some overseas people, you roll all that together, aside from all the local attractions, history, southern culture, small-town charm, all that kind of thing, you've got a wonderful weekend here.
Absolutely. So we're looking forward to being able to interview all the different artists.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Yeah, we always get some interesting conversations. And we get to kind of preview so people will know who maybe they want to see first.
That's right.
Yeah, that's another thing. So we play their music and talk, and that'll all be happening the week before the Blues Cruise actually starts. So we'll get call-ins and get people here. So you've got people coming. You've got two-thirds booked, and I don't know what is you were up in Greenville. What do you do with this harmonica? What type of blues do you like to play on the harmonica?
I like the older.
I
like the older school. Yeah,
the older school.
Mid-40s, 50s, 60s.
Okay.
You know.
All right. And do you have a whole variety of harmonicas?
Yes, they come in several keys.
Yeah.
Well, all the keys, actually. And
I can't remember who was here with, German guy.
Harmonica Frank and Professor Bottleneck.
Professor Bottleneck and Harmonica Frank came, and he just laid them all out there. He had his whole roll of harmonicas that one time he was here. That was pretty, pretty cool.
I keep mine in a cigar box.
In a cigar box?
Yeah, nice and laid out.
Cigar box, yeah, okay. So.
But I did bring one.
You did bring one?
I did bring one.
Yeah, you want to play something for us?
Sure, I'll do, I'm not sure what I'm going to do, it's just going to come out.
Okay, sounds good. This is Chuck the Cat right here on WCRS. He's going to be with Shrimp City Slim tonight. Take it away.
Oh boy.
Train there. You had a little train sound there, didn't it?
Sure, there's a train sound there.
Yeah, okay. I thought I heard that, yeah.
Going by the Jackson Depot, the old Jackson Station Depot in Hodges. So,
yeah, right. That's pretty old.
I felt a little train. I felt the train.
Yeah, when you
did the Google map on it, did you see any train tracks over there, by the way?
I don't think they're active tracks, but I think you could see sort of an old cut.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess were you here when that was a club, Jackson Station?
Yeah, when it was a club, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's been, I guess when we came back here in the 80s, it was here. I don't remember when it actually, but several times it was in and out, and I guess now it's out. But, you know, if you want to see the trains and everything, they'll be going right through Uptown Greenwood. No problem, right there. Yeah. So that was very nice. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Welcome.
Yeah. All right. So.
Well, you know, you're right about that, Ann, because one of the cool things about Greenwood is being able to fall asleep to the sound of the trains.
Yeah.
That's a very, you know, for us blues guys, it's a very romantic sound.
Romantic sound.
Yeah, I mean, we dream about riding the rails and, you know, with our knapsack over our shoulder and, you know.
Have you ever done that, Gary?
Life.
I'm quitting you, baby. I's got to go.
Have you ever done that? The rails?
No, I've ridden a lot of trains, but
never been a hobo type.
No,
guy.
Never been a hobo. That's one way to get hurt.
Yes. What about you, Chuck? Have you ever done the hobo thing?
Not at all. No.
You know,
I shouldn't say that. No, I have not tried to jump a train. I don't think.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I actually saw I think it was CBS Sunday Morning, and they did a special about, there is a whole culture of hobos, and they live in groups and this type of thing. I mean, they still do this. I didn't realize we still had hobos.
Yeah, I'm sure we do. I mean, it's always been a really effective way to get from one place to another. Dangerous. I mean, because back in the day, basically, if you were caught, you know, you'd almost get killed. But not only, and that's not to mention all the dangers of trying to jump on and off trains. So, kids, don't do it. Kids, just say no.
Just say no. All right. Hey, we're here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We're coming right back. Hey, they're going to be at Flynn's. Actually, Gary's going to be at Flynn's tonight from 5:30 to 8:30?
5:30 to 7:30.
5:30 to 7:30, and then at Howard's, 8:30?
8:30 to midnight.
Okay, so and the whole band will be there 8:30 to midnight. Hey, we're
coming. We'll be electric.
We'll be electric. Okay, we'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. Hey, I'm here with one of my favorite performers right here. I've known him for several years on now. We have a good time here.
We got history, baby. We got history.
All right. Shrimp City Slim in the building here with Chuck the Cat. And I understand, Chuck, that you are a multifaceted type of performer because not only do you play the harmonicas, but you're also a painter. I mean, and we're not talking about a house painter.
I'm a
visual artist.
Visual artist.
Excuse me, yes.
These days, I'm a landscape, mostly painter, low country landscape, since I live in Charleston. So the themes are usually marsh-oriented and a little solitude, you know, kind of just nice places I like to go and paint.
Sure. How did you
get away from all the... I have a couple of small kids, too, so it's a good way to get away and... you know, paint the sunset kind of thing, but
that's great.
But I've done pretty well with it, I've always juggled the art and the music. You know.
So how'd you get into art then?
After high school, went to art school,
Ringling
School of Art and Design in Sarasota, Florida, and from there went to illustrating in Atlanta and playing music, and then Boston illustrating.
I thought Ringling Brothers. I thought that was a clown school.
Not that one. No. They're not that far away, though.
I knew they wouldn't be. What do they do?
Pretty well-known art school nowadays, especially. Yeah. They've become more and more accredited as their graphics and computer specialties.
They have become bigger. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and you can actually make money at this?
You do? Sometimes. It's hit or miss, you know. Cyclical kind of thing, you know. Season's getting ready to start, so
do you show in a gallery or are you online? How do people know about your art?
Well, I do try to enter into different exhibits, but I'm not currently in a gallery. But I do sell amazingly a lot of art online through my website.
Wow. And what's your website?
That is chuckmorrisart.com.
Chuck Morris. Okay, so Chuck the Cat has a last name.
Right, and that's M as in Michael, O-R-R-I-S.
Yeah, don't want to get that wrong.
No, because, you know, Chuck Norris was the Kung Fu guy, right?
That's right.
Norris with an N.
He probably doesn't have any art on the web, does he?
Not that I've seen.
But
I am Googleable. So either way, it's you just get the Chuck Morris and the art in there. Should come up to the website, and then there's a link you can follow, and available works and sold works, and you know, a little bio and that kind of thing.
And do you do any commissions if somebody wanted you to paint something specific?
I do.
Okay.
Kind of depends. I used to do portraits and those type of things. Hmm. They take a lot of time. Just going out there and painting from life and, you know.
I expect if you were doing a portrait of somebody that they have a very definite idea about what they feel they look like. And if you don't capture what they look like, I'll bet there's a lot of work involved. Now, if you go out and do a landscape, it's what you see out there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, it's and a lot less pressure, sure.
Right. That's what I was thinking, that if you didn't have to make it look the way, you know, if somebody said, no, I think my lips are bigger in my, and you go, no, I don't think so, honey.
But you know what the middle ground is, which is really interesting, because Chuck just did a couple of these. It's like down where we live in Charleston, some of the rich people like to have their homes painted.
Oh, okay.
So now home, you know, how do you see your own home, and how does the home really look? And that's the way, you know, you walk the middle ground right there. And it's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. Have you done any pet portraits?
Yeah, I've done a couple. that's why they're very expensive, you know. They
it's hard to get a pet to sit still.
Usually from the photographs, but they do take a lot of time, you know, to get it right, you know.
And what type of medium do you like to work in? What type of
oils?
Oils.
Now, mostly oils, but I've done watercolors and pastels in the past.
Okay, and do you like to do big art or smaller art?
It's kind of more, less kind of small, but you know, I'm at that, you know, kind of new leaf kind of thing where I want to go big now. I'm thinking, you know, large landscapes might be my future.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, that's great. That's great. Hey, listen, Gary, are you still doing on the on your boat the dinner cruise thing?
And that's a great question. As a matter of fact, we start this Thursday, the Blues and Barbecue Harbor Cruise in Charleston Harbor with Charleston Harbor Tours. Every Thursday, we board at 6:30 and we go from 7 to 9 out in the harbor, a two-hour sunset cruise. The Shrimp City Slim Band plays. Fiery Ron's Home Team Barbecue provides a barbecue buffet. And guess what? There's also a cash bar.
Wow.
It's really a really good time. If you come down to Charleston, you gotta check it out. You can find out more about it at charlestonharbortours.com. And do you mind if I give out the phone number?
No, go ahead.
843-722-1112. That's 843-722-1112. Okay. Call and speak with a human being.
Okay. Now, is that just on Thursday nights, or do they do other nights too?
And that's a great question too. It's every Thursday night, but we also, first Friday of the month, we have a special cruise. So this week we're going to be doing the 9th and then the 10th. So Thursday and Friday this coming week in Charleston. I hope everybody will join us. When are you going to join us?
I don't know. This year might be the year, Gary.
You got to come down.
We're going to broadcast live from back up here and just have a good time.
That would be fantastic.
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
Let's do it.
Remote.
Yeah. Let's do
remote
it.
Remote on the boat.
Remote on the boat, yes.
And let me know in advance so that Chuck will be on that one, too.
Okay. Well, yeah. That'll be fun. That'll be fun. Maybe, do you ever paint on the boat when you're playing the harmonica?
Gary's trying to talk me into it. I've
and have a libation while you're at it. There
it.
You go.
No, you know, we were sitting having lunch in Howard's today, and Howard's has some paintings on his wall.
Right.
And I thought Chuck should travel around with like maybe 10 or 12 paintings in the van. And then when we get to a venue, put them up on the walls and say, hey, okay, if you own all of our CDs already and you don't want any more, buy a painting.
There you go. You know, you got to do what you got to do in this world, don't you?
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about marketing.
It is all about marketing. So, well, this is pretty awesome. Tonight, they'll be at, Gary will be at Flynn's from 5:30 to 7:30, right?
That's right. Flynn's on Maxwell. Great little retail wine and beer store.
That's right. And great. You guess you'll be right up there in the front.
I'll be right up in the window. And Debbie and Dan will be pouring some really cool stuff tonight. So come on by. It's like a happy hour show, 5:30 to 7:30. And then right around the corner, starting at 8:30, the band will be electric, and we'll be rocking Howard's on Main.
Now, a new venue for you this year, of course, will be Cafe 312.
That's right. That is a very interesting spot.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, I visited there last time I was in town. In fact, we need to go by and have a cup of coffee. That's a really upscale, cool little coffee shop, wine bar, beer joint right there on the main street.
Yeah.
Sophisticated.
Yeah, it's nice. It's really, really nice. So I know you'll put a good group. And I know one of the other things that when we're talking about the Blues Cruise in July, that you always try to match up the venue with the musicians.
That's correct. Like, for example, in Cafe 312, it's going to be like some really more melodic, lyrical, folky type blues, you know. It won't be a rockin' band in there because it's far too discreet an atmosphere. It's very, very nice and elegant in there. Whereas some of the other venues, for example, upstairs at T.W. Boone's is a great place to go hear a rockin' band. So, So like the guy I mentioned earlier from New Orleans, Brent Johnson, he'll be playing in there. Annie Piper from Australia is playing in there. You know, they're both house rockin' type bands.
Well, that is very cool. Now, let's see. You've got all the other restaurants uptown should be participating.
All right. We've got, of course, I'm just sort of looking panoramically now. Okay, so on one side of Main Street, we've got T.W. Boone's. We have
Uchi-E.
I got to learn how to pronounce that name.
And Buffalo.
Buffalo Grill.
Right.
Across the street, we have Howard's. We have Polo's. We have Cafe 312. Let's see. We come on down to Max. Well, we've got the Art Center of Greenwood. Right. We come around Maxwell Street. We've got Flynn's. We've got John Holloway Studio. And we've got the Mill House, which is a lot of folks like Robert Lighthouse loves the Mill House. It's a great place to eat and drink, and we really enjoy the folks over there as well, the Mill House. So, and then, of course, the CenturyLink stage over by the fountain.
Sure.
So we have this complete circulation of stages and venues to check out all the blues. And most of the performers, most by and large, will play more than one gig. So if you miss them today, you can see them tomorrow.
That's right. And there'll be a lot of them you move around. They don't all play the same venue every night.
Precisely. And what we'll do is we'll put them in a different venue and thereby kind of challenge them, kind of keep them fresh, you know, trying a little bit harder and energized, keeping them energized as they move from venue to venue. So a different setting brings something new to the music.
Sure. And let's see, Facebook, you're on Facebook.
You can find Chuck Morris, John Clamchop Etheridge, Gary Irwin, Shrimp City Slim are all on Facebook. So is the South Carolina Festival of Discovery and the Greenwood Blues Cruise. And our venues, of course, everybody's on Facebook now, Ann.
I know.
Flynn's on Maxwell, Howard's on Main, T.W. Boone's, Buffalo Grill, the Mill House, everybody's on Facebook, so we're all woven together as a family.
That's right. Yeah. So come on out. You know, the only thing I wish the Inn on the Square was a venue, don't you? I mean, that just would take it back to so perfect.
You know, I can't believe that nobody's reopened that place because, as we were saying, Greenwood is becoming a great destination for, like, inquiring travelers, and that'd be a great place to crash.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it was so much fun when it was open there and you guys were there. But times change, life changes, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I think they're going to come back. Yeah. I think somebody's going to bring them back.
I certainly hope so. Well, you know, you are always doing good things. You always keep us in the loop, and we sure appreciate you coming out here today and bringing us a new person to talk to. You know, Chuck the Cat, I hope everybody comes out and hears you on the harmonica this evening with Shrimp City Slim at Howard's. And I do think it's a good idea. Bring a few paintings next time. And, you know, we got a big gallery out here.
I might surprise you.
Yeah, okay. We got a big gallery.
You can always view them on the web. And what was the website again?
ChuckMorrisArt.com.
Chuck Norris, is that what you said? Chuck Morris. That's right. M. That's
like
right.
Morris the Cat.
He's got plenty of mail. He send it my way.
Send it your way. Well, you guys are going to have a great time. Gary, always a blast to have you sit down with us. And Chuck, so nice to meet you.
Thank you, Ann.
All right. And I will be back and we'll have you on again. This is WCRS. That's right, WCRS. Don't forget, where are you going to be tonight?
5:30 at Flynn's on Maxwell, 8:30 at Howard's on Main.
All right. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.